You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
That's the vocalization of a red-footed tortoise, a sound that could have been heard in the age of the dinosaurs. Turtles have been on our planet for 200 million years. Right about now, they could use some help. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
They exist on every continent except Antarctica, but they are in jeopardy.
Peter Laufer is a professor of journalism and the author of the book Dreaming in Turtle.
Turtles are threatened by habitat loss. Turtles are threatened by pollution. Turtles are threatened by collectors who want something that they cannot have. And consequently, endangered and threatened species that are protected by international treaty are victims of poachers who capture them and transship them to smugglers who send them to marketplaces, often in Asia, where the growingly affluent upper middle classes, especially in China and Vietnam, are re-envisioning their cultural connections with turtles and are voraciously looking for anything turtle and tortoise. Turtles are poached on U.S. soil and smuggled out of North America. These animals go outbound, often via services like FedEx and UPS, in deplorable conditions. Mortality en route is high, and too often smugglers, when caught, get a proverbial slap on the wrist compared to the equivalent in drug and gun smuggling.
We'll hear more on turtles in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.